Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Mark Menard with you in for Christian Garrick, along with Bobby Hebert. And Bobby, I'm going to read you this quote about our next guest. Quote, Corey is a rising star in the broadcasting industry that brings a strong perspective of our league to the radio booth, and I am excited to welcome him to Tulane. Ben Wiener, director of athletics, Tory Dangan said, throughout the search, it was clear that Corey wanted to be part of the Green Wave. He brings great energy to his broadcast, and I know our fans will enjoy listening to him for years to come. Strong praise for our next guest. He is the new voice of the Tulane Green Wave, Corey Glor. Corey, thanks for joining the show. Welcome to Sports Talk and welcome to New Orleans.
Gentlemen, thank you for having me on. I'm excited to be with you.
Now, Corey, you're going to take over here with the football season, when Tulane gets into the football season. You'll also be doing men's basketball and baseball. So you tell me, what are your expectations for the kind of season that Tulane can have? And we'll start with the football team, which has been on the rise for a couple of years now under Coach Willie Fritz.
Yeah, I think there's a real great opportunity for Tulane football to be something really special this year and be towards the top of this conference. The offense that was finding its way last year, now that they have a year under their belt and you bring Pratt back as the quarterback, and he's going to open things up a little bit more. And I think Tulane's going to be able to move the ball up and down the field a lot more than people realize. They're going to have to plug a few holes defensively, but I think the strides that this program has made in the last couple of years under Willie Fritz have been noticeable around the league, and it's very much on the radar around the American that Tulane football is coming. I think this year could be something really, really great.
Now, you know, Corey, looking at you spent the last 6 years in radio play-by-play broadcast for East Carolina, the Pirates, baseball. And we all know, East Carolina, everyone knows them as far as particularly in baseball. But during those 6 years, post-tournament runs and all that, so I always take the approach. I'm not even talking about football. To me, Tulane, for sure in hell, should be like East Carolina baseball.
Totally with you. And it's what's been really fun here over the last couple of days when I've accepted the job is realizing that I'm going to be seeing the series of Tulane and East Carolina baseball from the other side of things now moving forward. And it's been a very fiery, temperamental matchup over the years because these two have always been kind of contending and slugging each other out at the top of the league here ever since the American formed. And to see the excitement around Tulane baseball from afar and now being able to get to experience that, I think there's a world of opportunity for Tulane baseball to keep joining East Carolina at the top of the American when it comes to what Travis Jewett's been doing here. And so to be able to experience the other side of that coming up this coming spring, that will be unique for me, to say the least, but it's something I'm really excited about.
Well, and look, Corey, there might be a familiar face joining you in the state here because Cliff Godwin, the coach over at East Carolina, a candidate for the LSU baseball coaching job. Did you call their postseason run just a couple of weeks ago? And what have you seen from this East Carolina team over the years?
Yeah, I was there in Nashville. I was there every step of the way when they got knocked out last week by Vanderbilt. And, yeah, around here in Greenville, I'm still in Greenville right now. There's certainly a lot of focus on what Cliff Godwin's future might be here or elsewhere. Wherever he winds up, whether he stays at East Carolina, whether he winds up at LSU or Ole Miss or somewhere else, they're going to get a team, especially offensively, that is a relentless lineup, and they will try and put a ton of pressure on you. And the last couple of years, they've really had some terrific aces. Gavin Williams was the guy this year who's going to be a first-round pick this year. What East Carolina baseball has been just an exceptionally deep and difficult team to play. There's been no one way to beat them. And so if Cliff Godwin is moving on to Baton Rouge or Oxford, or if he stays here in Greenville, you're going to see that similar fingerprint wherever he goes, and that is going to be one of the more tenacious teams around college baseball.
Now, Corey, I'm kind of intrigued. I'm looking at your background and your career. You started in Janesville, Wisconsin. Now, I've been to La Crosse, Wisconsin. I don't even know where Janesville is at, but I've been to La Crosse for a few years with Saints training camp. And then you all started like a jog talk, nightly sports talk show there. Then also the Single-A affiliate, the Snappers, with the Oakland Athletics. You go to Northern Illinois. Boy, so you've really been nationwide when you think about it, Wisconsin, Northern Illinois, when you're hanging out in the Carolinas, and now you're in the Big Easy at Tulane. You're almost like a military brat. You got to be willing to travel.
That's kind of par for the course with this industry, and it did take me a little bit to get going in it, but I've been a Midwestern boy for most of my life, and then moved to North Carolina about 7 years ago to start working with IMG College and doing some production work, some hosting work with them. And now here in not too long from now, I'm going to be heading down your way to a city that I've loved for a long time and have been itching to get to, and now fortunately this opportunity has come my way to get down there.
Corey, what attracted you to New Orleans and Tulane? What made you to decide to switch rivalries here from one American Conference team to another and then head on down to the Big Easy?
Is it all about opportunity or what, Corey?
Well, I mean, it's a great opportunity. I mean, to get the chance of calling football, men's basketball, and baseball for a university and athletic department that is really on the rise and is being noticed by that nationally, that's impossible to pass up. And then, you know, I've been to New Orleans a few times on my travels with baseball here at East Carolina, and I've never wanted to leave New Orleans every time we were there. So it's the facilities on campus are great. The passion surrounding it's great. And the cities, you know, It's pretty intoxicating. I've kind of, you know, I grew up with my, you know, my grandfather listening to New Orleans jazz all the time when I was a little kid, and the music's always been a part of me. The culture I've always wanted to be a part of, and then seeing Tulane up close over the last couple of years, it's something that's always just been on my radar of something I've wanted to be at.
Talking with the new voice of the Tulane Green Wave, Corey Glore. And Corey, have you gotten to meet the guys you're going to be covering here? Have you gotten to meet Willie Fritz and Ron Hunter and Travis Jewett?
I did. I was in town a few days ago to meet with. I went through a ton of meetings with the Tulane Athletic Department, got to meet those three guys, and just truly great and genuine people, let alone just how good of coaches that they are. And I'll tell you, I sat down for, I think, maybe 15 minutes with Ron Hunter, and I was ready to run through a brick wall for the guy. Like, I knew so much about Ron heading in, and to finally get a face-to-face with him, and just the energy he brings. Like, let's tip things off now. And then Willie Fritz is such just an honest, down-to-earth guy, and Travis Jewett, who I interacted with a few times just with my baseball experience, just being able to sit down and just kind of open up with him after just kind of being from a distance for a while, that was great. I mean, I don't know if there are three better coaches in Division I just to kind of sit down and talk with as people, let alone how successful they are.
Corey, are you comfortable taking a phone call? We have a caller that wants to talk to you.
Oh, go for it.
Let's go to the Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Alfred in Metairie, you want to talk with Corey Glore?
Corey, welcome into the Tulane family.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It's great to have you. I know you're coming with enthusiasm and a whole lot of talent. If I could give you just one little word of advice, if you're going to be a student while you're working here in New Orleans, major or at least minor in history. We're a city that's 300 years old.
Yes.
Tulane University has been around for almost 200 years. And there's great, it's not talked about much, and it's more in our distance, but there's great tradition here at Tulane. Going back to the last time we were in the College World Series in baseball, we were ranked number one in the country the entire time. We just kind of stubbed our toe when we got to the World Series. Football has a tremendous history. I think we have more SEC championships than Mississippi State. I like to tell my Mississippi brethren that every time I see them. And basketball has had its moments, too. We're a little down in some things, rising up in football, and just hope you learn the history of New Orleans and learn the history of Tulane and enjoy your stay here because it's a great city.
Thank you, Alfred. I appreciate it, and I can't wait to get down there and dive into being a part of this community. It's what's been so appealing to me about this position. Is being a part of Tulane, being a part of New Orleans. And I'm fortunate, Alfred, and guys there, I'm pretty good friends with Todd Graffanini now.
Oh,
the Pelicans,
awesome.
And he is an encyclopedia of Tulane athletics. And so I got him in my back pocket to help me out with
that's
the
history. Awesome.
But I'm ready to dive into that and learn about everything about Tulane, the school, the athletic department, and that city.
Corey, how many suggestions have you already gotten for your first celebratory meal here after getting the job?
Oh, I was asked. I did a little Q&A for the Tulane Greenway website for this, and that was one of the questions. What's the first restaurant you want to go to? And I'll be honest, I'm just point me in a direction. I get the sense I'm going to hit something good, and my waistline is going to feel the brunt of it. I feel, but I know I'm ready. Bring it all on.
It's hard to find a bad place to eat here. I'll tell you that.
But yeah.
Just about anywhere you want to go. If the cuisine is to your liking, then the food's going to be to your liking.
Well, I don't have anything resembling muscle mass, so cuisine's to my liking. And when I sat down with Troy Dannon a few days ago, he said, there's not a bad place to eat because all the bad places are going to close in New Orleans. That's how good the food is there.
The competition is heavy, that's for sure.
Yes.
The competition will be hopefully heavy in Tulane's favor here in the coming year as those athletic programs are all somewhat on the rise. I think football is a little bit more on the rise and baseball as well, and basketball has been a little slower to come along. But I like Ron Hunter as a coach, and I think he's going to get things going in the right direction there too. Corey Glore, thanks for joining us tonight on Sports Talk, and congratulations on the new gig.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Anytime you want to have me on, let me know, and I'll see you guys soon.
All right, Corey, thanks.
We will definitely take you up on that. Thanks. Corey Glore, the new voice of the Tulane Green Wave on Sports Talk.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.